It's a warm, sunny afternoon. Your fishing pole is cast into the ocean, and you're sitting there thinking about a delicious fish waiting to be caught. But have you wondered how your fishing trip is impacting the environment? The pollution associated with the use of fishing gears is easily overlooked. Fishing gear types that require boats to travel longer distances utilize more gasoline to power their boats, releasing more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Which large-scale fishing gear is the most environmentally friendly? Let's have Tim Cashin, a PhD student in fisheries economics at UBC, tell us a little bit more.
Purse seining, especially for small fishes like anchovies, herring, sardines, we're talking about very low fuel use fisheries. From a carbon footprint perspective, this is some of the most carbon footprint efficient animal protein in the world. Bottom trawl fisheries have a high fuel use because it's intensive to drag things through the water.
It should be noted that bottom trawling often catches delicate sponges and corals. When nets are dragged through an area with sponges and corals, the entire area becomes raised. The aforementioned structures die after separation from the bottom. And it only gets worse. These habitats are actually crucial for fishes.
And so we need things like corals and sponges and things because at different life stages, fish and other organisms depend on this kind of 3D structure, things to hide around, different sources of food, things like that.
This loss of habitat for fish species has led to a decrease in fish population.
So as that gets reduced, they either get concentrated or they move into less ideal habitat. That kind of reduces the opportunities and chances for that population.
No fishing gear catches solely the targeted species. With the use of bottom trawling, for example, many non-targeted species are caught and thrown back into the water.
So what proportion of catches? I believe it's around 30%.
Do these fishes survive?
If you release something that's been caught in a bottom trawl, it may have been dragged for over a kilometer. You have to sort through your catch of what you're keeping, and then you put it back in the water, its chances of survival are much lower.
From a human perspective, once fish are dead and discarded, that fish has lost all benefit to us.
For bottom trawling, I know the number off the top of my head, it's $560 billion. If we had landed these fish, we would have this much more for human consumption, and we would have this much more revenue from these fisheries.
Actions are being taken to limit damages that some of these fishing gears have on ecosystems, but is it enough?
If you continue to fish that area, you're not giving those kinds of corals and sponges and other organisms that grow in the seabed a chance to recover. If you don't give them a chance to recover, that's kind of it. That habitat's not going to come back. If populations require that habitat to survive, they'll either move to somewhere with less habitat and probably have less success in keeping their population stable.
If our current fishing practices go unchecked, the fishes will continue to lose places to grow and recover. Only time will give us a full picture of the damage we're doing to our marine ecosystems.